Welcome to Scott and Richard Podcast, a podcast that we record here. Yeah,
we got new equipment today.
Yeah, we sort of do. I'm still have mine. Mine's still here.
Yeah.
Mine's still here. I'm not recording on this one. Oh. This is a new...
Where's your computer?
It's somewhere.
Okay.
In my bag. I've been using these for like 3 months now.
I don't pay attention.
I know.
You have your sunglasses on.
Uh-oh. I'm not going to put them on the table because that makes noise in the microphones. I'm Scott. I swear every fucking time. For those that haven't been here before, I'm Scott. To my left is usually John, but he's not here because Packers, I think.
Yep, Green Bay Packers are playing a game.
Playing not even a real game. Mm-hmm. It's just a fake game.
Practice. Practice sells tickets.
I guess.
Apparently.
And then to my right is Mike.
Yep.
And then we just usually just get together and just talk, and I realize my views on life are very different and wrong from everyone else's.
That's not what we've realized at all over the years. They're different.
They're different.
But not wrong.
They can be.
I don't think you're...
They've been done.
No.
Done wrong.
They're unusual.
Yeah?
Your opinions on toast are still...
No,
divisive.
This is like the... like how Star Wars always has that like... plot device of the Force.
Yeah.
Toast. The plot device of the toast.
Toast is the Force.
There's
a light side and dark side.
It's not as great as everyone says it is.
Sure.
There's too many of them.
It's fattening.
What?
I don't know.
They do sit in a chair for like, got at least 7 hours.
To eat toast?
No, to watch the movies.
Yeah, you can eat toast anywhere.
It's there's like what? Different. 1, 4, 6... 7, 8, 9.
There's 8 10. Of them right now.
There's 10.
I guess, yeah.
11, 12, 13 probably.
Are we counting the Christmas special?
I also counted the Ewok movies.
Ooh.
There's two Ewok movies. I know.
You know more than I know.
There's probably a cartoon movie.
Sure.
There's too many.
Clone Wars.
Clone
Wars. Kind of stuff. Clone
yeah,
Wars.
The show.
TV series.
They had a cartoon, I think. No, Star Trek.
People reading the books out loud.
Yeah. Those are at least 6 hours each.
Yeah.
At least.
At least 6 hours.
At least 6 hours.
Yeah.
The first topic I wanted to talk about is I want you to rank the worst parking lots. 1, 2, and 3.
In the world or in
or
the area?
Just that you know of.
That I know of?
Yeah.
Worst parking lots?
I'd say.
Yeah.
I'm going to start at the bottom.
Worst. All right.
Number three. Is Piggly Wiggly's.
On the.
Number three.
Is there only one Piggly Wiggly?
Here.
In De Pere?
Yeah. In the area. I think the next one's like Kaukauna.
Okay.
But it's because the spots are so small, but then they have like, you have like a foot between each spot.
Sure.
And that just gets confusing.
Yeah.
And then people are like, we don't like these lines, and they just drive wherever they want.
Yeah.
And this is like, intersection, driveways here and here, and it gets confusing.
The parking lot at the Hyatt downtown is hard to get in and out of. They have a little gate there. And you can't, it looks like an entrance, but you can't enter there. But you can like get in, like you're kind of like to the entrance, so you can pull back out onto,
Main Street.
Is it Main? Yeah. Which is hard to back onto. And then on the way out, you have to like, but it never opens. You have to buzz the front desk, and they'll open it for you from the front desk. It's a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like it.
That's my... I would say that is my worst.
Oh.
Second worst is the bank I go to. The exit ramp is so steep that you cannot get down it without, like, scraping the bottom. Just like... It's not even like a ramp. It's, like, just down a curb.
Yeah.
You know, but it's so steep... No matter how slow you go, you'll scrape.
That's like the PDQ on Main Street in East Green Bay.
Yeah.
I always hear cars just going, and like, what the fuck?
That's their special underbody treatment.
It is. Yeah. Scrapes all the salt off.
Yep, that's right. It cost extra.
And then I was just going to say number two is Best Buy, because for some reason no one knows how to fucking park there. Mm. And then the worst is, I say Quick Trips. All the Quick Trips. There's never been a Quick Trip parking lot that I've gone, I'm going to drive into this spot, because the entrances are by the gas pumps, and you have to drive past the gas pumps to get to the parking spots, and everyone's like flying through the gas stops part. Mm. The pump, the hoses.
Yeah, flying through.
Just flying. And then the end. Boy, oh boy, what a day.
This is not a parking lot, but this street right out front here?
It's one way.
It's one way, and they're parking on the left hand side. You ever try to parallel park, left hand parallel park on a busy day?
I'm pretty good.
Yeah, it's fine, but it's nerve wracking.
I know.
It's awful. They shouldn't have a left hand parking if it's one way street on that busy of a street. It's too busy to.
They should have it in the middle.
Yeah. Yeah, a little boulevard.
two parking spots in the middle.
Yeah.
You could drive
on either side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because then you don't have to worry. Because if you're trying to park on the left, you're like, oh, there's cars.
How often do you think people would drive up to the end of that parking, that row of cars and park there and just like stop thinking that's just people in a line?
I was just thinking, like, instead, then you probably cause either more accidents because people are dumb, but less accidents, because if you go, I'm going to park here, the car's not like, screw this guy, and then just goes into the other lane, because there's no other lane, because it's drive, park, park, drive. But then everyone got hit, getting out of the cars, probably.
Yeah,
that's not a good idea.
No. Underground parking, that's what we need.
Upground, no.
What? Above ground. Above buildings parking.
What's scarier?
Clowns. Or bees. Bees are scarier. I'm more scared of bees than clowns.
Yeah. I'd say so.
Okay, how about you?
Because clowns don't have poison.
That's true, as far as we know, or stingers. But they make good honey.
Clowns can make honey.
Clown honey.
Clowns can make honey.
Yeah.
You know. Because you can wear.
You know.
You can wear anything under those bee hoods. The bee clothes. The trapper. Bee trappers. What are they called? The bee carriers. Beehive people. The beehivers.
Beekeeper.
Beekeeper outfit.
Yes.
You can wear anything under that. You can be a clown under there.
Yeah, you could be a clown under there. Sure.
That would be a marketing
strategy.
They
don't make honey, though.
But they make
it.
They
facilitate the bees.
They make it like I make.
I just learned this. You know how many bees, you know how many flowers it takes to make a pound of honey?
Seven.
A million. It takes a million flowers. The bees have to visit a million flowers to make up 1 pound of honey.
It's all just vomit.
They have to vomit a million times to make 1 pound of honey.
I don't like this.
Okay.
This is weird.
You were saying something else, though.
Oh, no, no. Oh, I was going to say, what's scarier? When you park underground, or parking on a big, tall parking spot?
It depends. If the tall ones have, like, just like a chain instead of, like, a brick wall there to stop you.
Well, correction, I should have...
Pulled you back into the spot?
I should have mentioned, imagine if you're in a parking... I think underground is scarier, because that would be, like, if the building fell on you as opposed to the building fell with you on it.
Okay. I don't know. I guess... Being on the building would be worse than being under the building.
I don't know.
Depends how many floors up.
Because if you land and you're like, I'm okay, you can just walk away. If the thing lands on you, you're okay. You can't. You gotta climb out.
I'm gonna go on record saying I would not want to be in or around any building that is collapsing.
Yeah, I mean,
no
that's
matter
a,
where,
I think
I
it's a given.
Where I was parking my car.
Are they closed?
They've been closed for a while. I think they're either closed for the summer. Or renovating, but they've been closed.
Sorry, I was just looking at the bar across the road.
Yeah.
There's always people out there like making weird faces and stuff, and I wanted to look at them, and they're not. They're not.
Not there today.
There's no lights, and there's paper over the windows.
They close at the beginning of the month, so I think either they're taking the month off because summer's kind of bad and remodeling, or it was bad for them and they closed up.
No dollar burgers.
No more dollar burgers.
Anyways, now is the part of the show. Am I getting texted?
Yep. Now's the part of the show where Scott gets a text.
It says down to toast. So, pretty sure that's real.
Down to toast?
Down to toast. We don't like toast.
Who's the text from?
Girlfriend.
Is that code for something?
No, it just says we don't like toast. Because she knows the show's going on.
Oh.
She's afraid toast is going to happen.
I thought she was down to toast, and that was some sort of euphemism.
No, like, do you want toast? No, down to it.
Boo to toast.
Yeah, thumbs down.
Yeah, or maybe she's down to toast.
It is warm out.
It is warm out. We'll get toasty.
Anyways, now is the time of the show. Oh, I forgot their name. Now's the time of the show for us to make a friend.
Yay!
Yep.
Copyright infringement.
That's more than less than 15 seconds.
I kept singing it.
Hello.
This is our friend Fanny.
Hey, Fanny.
Fanny?
Fanny's a seamstress?
A seamstress.
Fanny the seamstress.
You got it.
Do you have a last name, Fanny, or just Fanny the seamstress?
Franny McDougal.
Franny McDougal?
Oh, is it? Oh, well, the full name's Franny, but I go by Fanny.
Okay.
Short.
I thought I was being an ass because I forgot your name.
Franny.
It's Fanny.
It's Fanny.
And you are a seamstress.
I'm a seamstress by
trade. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
What do you like to sew?
Garments. I like the men's garments.
Garments.
See, I have trouble with the R's. That's why they took it out of the name.
Great. Wait, what's your last name?
McDougal.
Yep.
There's no R's in there.
Nope. Yep. Or there isn't Franny.
Or is it more McDrugal?
It's McDrugal. It's Remugal.
Remugal.
I don't like the words you say.
Do you know what a grommet is?
I do. It's a little piece of metal
that
you put on the fabric, so it tightens it up, so you don't have the waft and the wave or whatever. And so you can put a shoelace through it.
Oh,
Fan is a real seamstress.
Isn't the grommet?
I read up.
Isn't grommet like a dog?
Yeah, Wallace and Gromit.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Which one's which?
Gromit is the dog.
I haven't watched any of the Gromit movies.
90% sure.
I'm pretty sure. Have you seen any of the Gromit movies?
I have, but I didn't catch the names.
Wallace and Gromit. It's in the title.
Well, when they were speaking to each other, I didn't.
Cracking cheese, Gromit. It's Gromit. Yeah.
I thought it was toast. Cracking toast, Gromit.
Toast? Yes, it's cheese.
I don't know.
A lot of toast here.
We can't stop talking about it. Scott hates it.
What do
it's
you
like
hate?
The force. It's all around
what
us.
What do I hate? I hate rain.
Because it gets clothes wet? Or
it does. No, not all of my life revolves around clothes. It gets me wet, too.
Fanny lives a rich, full life, I'm sure.
I go for walks in the park. I have a dog and a child.
What kind of dog?
It's a Maltese Shih Tzu mix.
Ooh, what kind of child?
Same.
Wait, what's a Maltese?
Maltese comes from the island of Malta. I believe they bred them there. And then they let them loose, so now we get them.
Then what's a Maltese Falcon?
It's from the Isle of Malta. It's a statue.
Is that
ships and docks
and milk balls?
Yep.
Malta milk balls.
I don't have enough knowledge to correct you on that.
No, it's wrong, but that's fine.
I know, but I can't cite any sources.
Right.
Did you know that milkshakes and malts, the only difference is they just add malt powder?
Yeah.
What is malt?
I don't know. It's like a milky substance, but that's a milkshake. Milkshakes are made of milk, and you add a milky powder to it, and now it's a malt.
Yeah, it's a different flavor. It's got a flavor.
They all taste the same to me.
You're wrong.
Oh, yeah, no.
That one you're wrong
you're
about.
You're entirely wrong about that.
If we gave you a blind taste test, milkshake and a malt, you'd taste the difference.
Would I?
Yeah.
I think maybe
unless you're taste deaf.
I might. No, I think I maybe just take them. It's a long period between a malt and a shake. I don't remember the last time I had a shake.
You don't like chain smoke milkshakes?
No, I don't.
Give me another.
I'm not a, what is the phrase?
Addicted?
No.
Puffer.
Habitual.
Ninja.
A ninja.
Don't worry about me.
I borrowed one of your coasters. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's fine. I have them.
Do you want one?
Do you want a coaster, Mike?
Yeah, sure. I'd love a coaster.
I'll be right back.
Fanny's going to get a coaster for us.
Isn't it to be civilized?
I brought them so that when you put the drinks down on the table, they don't make a clown noise.
So we don't put it on the table.
Yeah, our drinks are on stools tonight.
Well.
Yeah, it's a...
Aren't we fancy?
Yeah.
So tell us how old's your kid?
My kid is 4 years old. She's a girl.
What's her name?
Her name is Annabelle.
Annabelle?
Mm-hmm.
Like the movie.
Cool. Yeah.
Do you like the movies?
No, it frightens her.
You don't show her the movies.
I have. She's with me always.
Where is she right now?
Oh, she's at home.
Wait, so you're bringing your daughter, who's four, to a movie that's 18 and up.
Well, there's a picture of a doll on the front.
Yeah, it does look very inviting for children.
It's like four and a half times her age that she should be allowed to see it.
I don't read numbers. I read pictures, and that one spoke to me and my daughter.
You don't read numbers. It says,
how did she like the movie?
Okay with it.
Okay. How did you like the movie?
She was okay with it for a moment, and then she came home.
The beginning
and
part.
She reflected, and it was downhill from there. It's the subtle themes that get you.
Yeah.
She loved like the first 10 minutes was a Charles Manson part.
Yeah.
After that was no, not seen the movie. I don't know.
Psychological, and her psychology runs a little late, so.
Oh, she's on a slight delay.
Small brain.
Yeah. Well, she is four.
She's four.
Yeah, she'll get there.
Yeah, I hope so.
She'll probably forget this completely and remember in kind of a vague memory in the future, just like a nervousness around dolls and you.
Yeah, well, she'll get that anyway.
Yeah.
Will you take her to see the third one that comes out?
We'll feel bad skipping the second, so I don't know. I either have to watch the second and then the third.
I don't know what these movies are. I've not seen any of them.
Annabelle?
I've seen the title. I didn't know there was a third already.
Do you ever see The Conjuring?
Nope.
Do you ever see The Nun?
Nope.
Yes.
Did you ever see Annabelle?
No.
Okay.
The Conjuring introduces the character of Annabelle.
Yeah.
And then the Annabelle franchise just blossoms.
Yeah.
Are there three Annabelles?
The third one just came out, I think it just comes out this weekend.
Oh, we'll have to go see it.
Yeah, watch the second one first.
Yeah, we will.
Okay. This is the sixth movie in the Conjuring universe.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've got some catching up to do.
Nah, but not that great.
All right.
We'll wait till they have the big fight scene at the end, then we'll not know the characters.
it's not a Marvel movie.
It could be.
I do want to see though the doll fighting a nun, and then a lady hanging from a tree, like just three of those fighting each other in the final The Conjuring.
Somebody's pulling her back on hanging in the tree so she can swoop in.
It just knocks her with the doll, and then they sit there for an hour and a half going, now what?
I love it.
I like it.
Yeah.
Why do they have to make... You're not a movie. Do you like movies?
You're not a movie.
I like the one.
Just the one movie?
Just the one.
In general, like all movies.
It's the one.
What's the one movie you like?
Annabelle.
He loves it. He can't get enough of it. She. Fanny.
Fanny?
Fanny. Sorry, yes.
Short for Annie. The one that I have trouble with.
You just cut off two letters now. The F and the R. Oh. Annie.
No, that's Franny.
Oh. Franny has trouble with it.
I have trouble with it. I
can't not say it.
There's a lot of...
Just trouble.
Intestinal fortitude.
Do you like Christopher Walken? Because you're starting to remind me of Christopher Walken.
I've never heard of him.
I guess he wasn't in Annabelle.
Yeah.
So there's no movies.
I was hoping he would have a walk-on role. But he did not.
Because of his name?
No.
Christopher?
Just because I can only...
Oh God! I've been watching a lot of Tales from the Crypt lately.
Yeah.
Sorry, the bad segue, but I've been watching, and everything I'm watching, all these movies. I'm like, why does that guy look familiar? I'm like, oh, he's an episode of Tales from the Crypt. Yeah. What is that guy? Oh, I watched My Cousin Vinny last night. There's like seven people in that movie from Tales from the Crypt episodes. Yeah. Like, it was a big show back then. Way back in the 90s.
Yeah.
I've been watching them. I'm on season 5.
I didn't know there were that many seasons.
There's 7.
Wow.
And technically 3 movies.
How many episodes in a season?
First one was like 6, and then it was like 18, and then it's like pretty much like 14 after that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they have to quit because they reached a point where the number of episodes was unsustainable?
No.
The number was going up.
I think that...
Did the Crypt Keeper demand too much money?
I don't know. It was an HBO show, so I'm surprised it lasted 7 seasons, because not a lot of shows on HBO last that long.
No.
Because, I mean, name one other show that lasted that long. And
7 seasons?
Yeah.
Scrubs.
Game of Thrones.
I mean, on HBO.
Oh.
Yeah, Tales from the Crypt was the HBO of its time.
Yeah.
Wait, Tales from the Crypt was the...
Game of Thrones of its
time. Game of Thrones of its time.
Yeah.
You got dead things.
Yeah.
You got
dragons.
Dragon.
Dwarves.
I mean, there's a couple dwarves. I mean, little people, I guess.
Sure.
They had a clown. Boats. They had a gorilla.
Gorilla?
Yeah.
Just like Game of Thrones.
I love that episode.
Someone started on fire.
Flaming gorilla.
Yeah. A person got his genitals cut off. I mean, just like Game of Thrones.
Just like it.
I don't know. It's contagious.
This feels insulting. I know it is.
I think I rub off on, or people rub off on me more than I rub off on them.
Yeah, that's just illegal.
That's the phrase. That is the phrase. There's nothing wrong with what he said. It's just he didn't have enough courage.
Can we go into your personal dating life,
love life? Absolutely, absolutely.
What do you got going on?
Well, I'm a single mother, so on the market. Mm. I've tried various methods of dating, Tinder.com.
Not to delve too deeply, but what happened to the dad of Annabelle?
Oh, he died.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Oh. Oh, wait. What? Did you not like him?
No, I loved him. It's just been a while.
Okay.
Less than four years.
4 years, yeah.
Or at least four.
Well, it might be, I guess four or nine months.
Four years and 9 months.
Did he die?
In childbirth?
Oh, that's tragic. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, well, it's wow. But I'm okay with it.
Yeah, okay.
Wait.
Childbirth can be very rough on the father.
It's the emotional pressure.
So he just had
a very stressful night.
He had a stressful night. Sometimes we do, and sometimes it's you wake up in the morning, and sometimes you don't.
Yep.
Sometimes you leave somebody to raise a child alone.
Sounds like you're bitter about it now.
Oh, no, I'm happy.
What did your husband do before he died?
Yard work.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
All right, so I'll dwell on that. I mean, how's your current dating life going? Any luck on the dating apps?
Not so much. Not so much at all. I tried the Tinder.com, and that was fine, and it was fresh.
Tinder.com.
Tinder.com. I go on the website version. True. The application is too much thumb work.
That's true.
You can just click.
I did not know there was a website version.
Oh, you should check it out. Much larger pictures.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Makes sense.
That was my one complaint.
Oh, yeah. The pictures are too small. You got to squint. Yeah. I need my cheetahs on.
Cheetahs?
Cheaters.
What have we talked about with that one consonant? Cheaters. What do you know?
I thought you were eating Cheetos. Well, on Tinder, like, get my cheetahs on. Like, I'm crunch, click, crunch, click.
I've tried it. Doesn't improve your results.
I've dabbled.
Cheetos claims that if you eat Cheetos, the Tinder results will be better?
They say it's extra hot. I am just the same.
Using Cheeto and any phone app seems like a terrible idea.
Well, what hands are you using? If you're using this for the mouse or your phone.
Do you have a Cheeto hand?
The other hand.
Well, Fanny's using the, she is using the keyboard. She's using the web.
She said she clicks on it.
Yeah.
Point and click.
Yeah. So that's just one-handed. It is. And you eat with the other hand.
Yeah, but I'm not that dependable.
Dependable?
To just use one hand.
Regardless, she's using her glasses.
Yeah.
Cheaters.
Oh, the cheaters.
Although she doesn't have to on the website. Big enough screen.
Or if you get thank you, Michael.
Even bigger screen, you could have even bigger. You don't need glasses. You got a big enough TV.
Yeah. What if they have Tinder on the Roku?
I don't. I think.
Get a big projection screen.
Big projection screen. Go to the movie theater.
Yeah.
Can you do that?
You can go to the movie theater.
It'll be a lot of fun. Set the vicinity to like 20 feet, and you can only date people in the movie theater.
All the kids are like 15. But they're being
first projected on the screen, so you can identify them.
Like, can you?
The whole crowd will point them out.
Can you plug your phone into like a projector?
Yeah.
I don't know. Depends on the projector, I guess.
If it's an iPhone.
It fits an iPhone.
No, if it is an iPhone.
If it is.
Do you just plug it into anything and it just automatically goes?
I imagine there's an HDMI to iPhone technology, right?
I don't know. That's why I'm not very techy.
Neither am I.
I'm bad at hardware.
I just know those two words.
HDMI and an iPhone?
An iPhone. Ask me about any other cord and I'll be stumped.
How about USB 3?
What is that?
This is bigger than better than USB 2.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
It's better than normal USB.
Okay, the original.
But not quite as good as the...
It's a trilogy.
Not quite as good as USB 4.
Oh, just wait till the prequel. The USB...
The US.
USA. Oh! Oh, whoa! USA. It works.
God bless it. Lady Liberty.
Lady Liberty. Well, I think we know our
Yeah.
I feel like we got to know each other.
Very little. But yes, that's good.
I provided a lot of non-answers, and I own up to that.
I'm sorry, what was your dog's name? Did we cover the dog?
Oh, yeah.
Maltese?
His name is Gurr.
Gurr?
First sound.
Don't you have trouble saying R, though?
Yeah.
Did you just go Gurr?
Gurr.
Gurr?
No, I just wait.
All right, well, I think it's time for the time of the show. You can stay here, Fanny. You don't have to leave.
Okay.
For Conrad's Question Corner. This is the time of the show where Conrad asks us a question, and then we'll answer it.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay.
Oh. What is that?
That's him spinning the wheel of questions.
Get to replace the faces on Mount Rushmore for a week. What do you put up there?
Wow. I just choose it and it just works?
It could be anything, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just there for a week and then it goes away.
The first thing I thought of was the people on the Mount Rushmore, but how they look now.
It's like Crypt Keeper.
Yes, there's like four Crypt Keepers.
Oh, no.
Except there's a hole in one of the heads.
Yeah.
Wait, is it an illusion thing or is it like physically manifest?
Physically manifest.
Ooh, then I want to climb up there and have people go in the holes and then see what happens when it like goes back.
Well, they'll be in there and they'll find the national treasure.
That's where it's hidden.
That is where it's hidden.
Was that
in the movie?
Yeah, it's in the second movie.
In Mount Rushmore?
Yeah.
It's in the eye?
It's inside the mountain, Rushmore. Just gold. Piles and piles of gold.
How could I forget this interesting fact?
I don't know.
I didn't know you watched... I thought you only watched Annabelle.
Yeah, I did. Somebody should have told me.
Did you watch National Treasure Part 2?
All right.
The best movie in the world?
I know.
Yeah.
I've never seen any of the National Treasure movies either, don't worry.
All right, we're on stable ground together.
I think Nicolas Cage is overrated.
I think he's a hunk.
I think he should do more comedy. Mm-hmm. And less action movies. He's not an action guy.
He has an Oscar.
Cool.
For what?
Best actor.
No.
For catering. I don't know.
Leaving Las Vegas.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
Sure.
That was like an 80s movie, right?
Yeah.
Read the book.
Something like that.
Is it based on a book?
Yeah. It's by Jack Kerouac, I believe.
Nope, I think that's wrong.
Are you thinking of Fear and Loathing?
That is.
Yeah.
I connected the
that's
place.
By Hunter S. Thompson.
By Hunter S. Thompson.
Yeah. Mm. But Jack Kerouac
John
in Humpster Dumpster.
Humpster Dutz Dumpster.
I tried saying Umpster Hempstein. What's... Yeah.
For 1 week, I would replace Mount Rushmore with the reclined version of Burt Reynolds from his Playgirl foldout.
Ooh,
so scrumptious. Big sideways Burt Reynolds smiling over the plains of South Dakota.
How's he doing?
Well, he's dead.
He's dead. He died like a year ago.
So I rest him peacefully. I don't know.
God bless him.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Burt Reynolds movie?
Dangerous Eye.
What's that about?
It's a good one. That's a sequel.
He had a cancer.
Yeah. His eye. Eye cancer. It's a good movie. It was kind of a slow burn, but you know, it's a good one.
It's a literal title, Dangerous Eye, because his eye is danger.
Yep.
I thought it was a spy movie.
No.
Or like
One Wishes.
Nope. Oh, they really jumped.
Jumped.
What's the phrase I'm trying
shark?
To say? No.
Shock.
No.
Escalated quickly.
Yeah. No.
Phrase.
Jump the gun.
I don't know. Buried the lead. I don't know what I'm saying. I don't know what that means.
buried the lead?
Yeah, buried the lead.
That has to do with why is.
Do you want to know what it means?
Yeah.
How do you use the lead? Is like a title of an article. Yeah. And if they bury the lead, they, like the main point of that article, they put that lead like a way down deep and somewhere like further in the paper. So buried under other articles.
But then how do you use it like a normal conversation where I'm telling you a story and you're like, whoa, you buried the lead there.
That means that you said, hey, I want to tell you this time that I drove through a stoplight. So anyway, I hit three kids. Oh, you buried the lead. The lead was I hit three kids.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Gotcha. Yeah. So like if I was like, oh, yeah, well, I don't know. I don't have a good story for that.
Yeah. Well, that was, mine wasn't true.
I hope not. I can't beat that.
I would have for sure buried lead then.
I wouldn't have even grabbed a shovel. Wait.
For what?
I thought it was about wires. Is that a lead wire?
A lead wire?
A lead wire, that's it.
Buried the lead.
That's when you make sure there are no exposed wires after a thunderstorm.
Yep.
You really buried the lead on that
one. Although,
I think a lot of wires are copper.
And also, what's the point of burying them after the storm? I mean,
make sure nobody gets shocked.
After the storm?
Yeah.
Wow, people are still wandering around.
Dazed, well, because, frightened by the thunder.
Well, they always say lightning never strikes twice in the same spot. So then they go, oh no, the lightning strikes happened not in this area, so there's a chance this gets struck by lightning, then you bury it.
So you're saying every time lightning hits somewhere, that ups the chance of it hitting somewhere else?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, if you follow that phrase, the lightning never strikes twice.
Yeah, I don't think that's actually true, though.
Do you think... I want to see a map.
Oh, wait a second.
You want to see a map? We have a globe in the back.
Why?
Don't ask why. Just be happy we have a globe, Scott. We've got a globe.
The Empire State Building runs on electricity from lightning. So it's got to strike there.
Is that true? The whole time?
It doesn't fully run. Maybe just the top half.
It doesn't rely on it.
It's the place that's closest to the sky. But they must be struck. It wasn't just one and done. So it's got to be. The rumor is false.
The Empire State Building moves around. It's on wheels.
It's mobile.
Yep. The Empire Mobile. There's a better pun there, but I couldn't find it.
I hope when we die... We get to see all the things we wanted to see, because I want to see a map. And I know it's impossible because they're natural and it goes back a long time, but I want to see a map. Like if you take a globe, and then you go, show me over time where all the lightning strikes happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you see like just like the globe, like little like dots of black just covering where lightning has struck over the years.
And it makes a little picture.
Yeah. Ooh. Like Zeus, like a picture of Zeus.
Yeah, a little face smiling at you. So, you know, you figured it out.
Yeah.
But in ancient Greek.
What if it's completely black except for where you are at that moment?
Well, I'm dead. I'd be dead at that point.
Why?
Because I can't see that now.
So scenario, in order to see this, you need to be dead.
Well, I don't have the information on how lightning struck in, like, the year 5500 BC.
So in order to get this to happen, you need to be dead. You can't just have...
I guess scientists, if they build a program, they can do science.
Yeah.
But how would they know where lightning struck every single day in, like, dinosaur times?
Carbon tracing.
The fossil record.
Fossil records. You know, scientists know what they're doing.
But also be hard to go, like, oh.
They'll take some of those trays of little tubes and put some blue liquid in it and look at it with their lab coats on. You know, science stuff.
But you'd have to take into effect, like... Oh, like when it was Pangea and then all the continents spread.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Like, it got struck here in this spot.
Yeah.
But now Africa's there.
Yeah.
Does it move with Africa or does it stay in the ocean?
I don't know. I guess we'll only find out when we're dead.
Yeah.
At one point there was only ocean and lots of lightning. Is this news to you?
Yes. Only water?
There was only water. There was a lot of water, and then some of it froze. But meanwhile, the clouds were having a day.
Where was the land?
It was under, I don't know.
Underwater?
Well, yeah. Well, it was the molten core was cooling, and there was hot, hot water all around, and then the molten core spouted up and created Pangea. But lightning was just non-discriminatory. It didn't care whether it was striking land or sea.
Why did it change? Why did lightning stop striking everywhere?
I got tired.
Okay. Well, I think we've learned some science today, Scott. I didn't know Fanny was so smart about
early Earth.
You listen to people while you're seeming them, and they whisper in your ear great truths about the universe.
Don't ever trust anyone that tells you stories by whispering in your ear all the time.
I'm getting a close proximity while I'm sewing up a collar.
While you're seeming someone's collar, they're whispering, you know, the Earth used to just be all water. And lightning all the time.
And I believe them because I only let people I trust close to me.
Sure.
So what would you do in the... What would you have...
Simon and Garfunkel.
You had two more spots.
The hands.
Oh. Simon and Garfunkel in the middle and like their hands, like where the other faces were?
Or it could be Simon and Garfunkel hand. Or hand to hand, and you're like, what?
How about
and Simon and Garfunkel, and you go, I get it.
How about Simon and Garfunkel and Hall and Oates?
You don't go together.
Well, they're two groups, two hand groups. You're right, hands is better, I'm sorry. Simon, Garfunkel, hand.
If we had two more spots.
Because, you know, when I think of Simon and Garfunkel, I think about their hands. My, what magnificent hands they must have.
You know what? I'm going to retract my statement. I think Hall & Oates would fit nicely in that picture.
I don't make me force you the issue. I mean,
is Hall & Oates replacing the hands or just replaces Simon & Garfunkel? So it's just hand, Hall & Oates?
Or is it Simon Hall, Garfunkel, Oates?
Why don't we just do all hands?
Just hands.
Simon's hand, Garfunkel's hand, Oates' hand, and Hall's hand.
Yep.
Let the people decide which is which.
They had to go up there and trace the fingertips. They fit the fingerprint to go, that one's Simon.
Oh, we created a fun little puzzle.
But they only have a week to figure it out, because then it's gone.
Yeah.
I like that. Conrad, who would you do?
Okay, so I would put the band members of Rush and then Thomas More.
What?
The band members of Rush.
Oh, Rush.
And then Thomas More.
Sir Thomas More?
Sir Thomas More.
Who's Thomas More?
He wrote Utopia.
He wrote Utopia.
Is that a book or a song? Are there only three members in the band Rush?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh. And Thomas More to make it Rush.
Yeah.
Rush More.
Oh!
I would waste my ability on a pun.
Yeah.
I would have done Roger Moore. I like him better. He's a Bond, right?
Mount Roger Moore.
If there was two O's in his name, it wouldn't really work.
What?
Roger Moore. It's M-O-O-R-E. It's too many O's.
That's how you know it's a pun. Because it's spelled different.
Yeah, someone was called Rushmore. Huh, that must be... Wait a minute. That's the band Rush. I didn't know this was a pun mountain.
Yeah. Cause like when you say, why did the bike fall over? It was too tired. Because there's two different ways to spell two, and it's funny.
Just like the lightning.
What's lightning?
It's too tired. I'm referencing a thing I said earlier.
Did you almost fall off your stool just now?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't think it was that funny. It was funny, but...
I just like, this is not a pun. What do tires have to do with lightning? I can't breathe. It's like, it's because I exhaled because I was scared just falling off my chair, and then I couldn't breathe in because I was laughing. And I got lightheaded. I'm dizzy.
Right. Rushmore.
That's my water. Thank you.
You're quite welcome.
What are you drinking?
Nothing. More.
What was in there?
For a while, it was a whiskey sour.
Sour?
Sour. It's like a pig.
Sour.
Sour. Sour.
A whiskey pig.
What are words you can't pronounce?
Can't say. I can't tell you.
I can't say those types of lights. They're
incandescent.
No.
Fluorescent.
Yes, but like there's phosphorus in it.
Phosphorescent.
Phosphorescent.
Neon.
Can you say neon?
Neon.
Neon. Phosphorescent.
I sometimes have trouble saying grape nuts.
I can say banana peppers, but if I go to like Subway, I'm like, you guys, I can't say banana peppers at Subway because I'm all like strung up. Like, oh, I'm anxious. He's like, what do you want? Oh my God, some tomatoes, onions, banana peppers. And I have to like pause and go, banana peppers.
Then you sound angry at me.
Yeah. But like, fine, fuck you. Put the banana peppers on there. Banana peppers.
Banana peppers.
I just missed the first, like, nana.
Nana peppers.
So I go, bam.
Try nana peppers. See if they'll...
Nanners.
Can I get some nanner peppies?
Nanny peppies.
Can I get some nanny peppies?
I want to do that next time. Oh, like, oh, can I get some fuentes bued?
Nanny peppies.
I want some roast beef and some nanny peppies. Get some shreddy letty.
What? And then when they look at you weird, just, I used to work here. That's how we call them back in the old day.
Tomatoes. Tomatoes.
Comatose.
You gotta pronounce one thing entirely right, though.
Cucumbers.
Blackowies.
Monster eyes.
Monster eyes.
Monster eyes. Monster eyes. Black olives.
Monster eyes.
Spooky.
Give. You want toasted? And you just stare at them. You want toasted? I want to do that. I wish I was more not afraid of people.
Yeah.
Because I would fuck with people so much and, like, just...
Wear sunglasses. They won't recognize you then.
Or a mustache.
Yeah. You on top of your mustache.
I just get one of those bleach pens.
Yeah.
Bleach pens. Or not bleach pen. Black pen.
No, bleach it. That's fine. Bleach pen.
One of those show
a bright white mustache over your reddish beard.
That'd be terrifying.
I'm an albino, just on the upper lip.
What kind of things can't you use? Oh, ours. Yeah, we were good.
We got that. We spent.
That's the only thing?
That's the only thing?
I've had trouble with rapscallion.
It's a troublemaker, right?
Yeah. That's why you have trouble with them.
Those are like the onions. Scallions.
If they're into hip-hop music.
Yeah.
The rapscallions.
Oh, I'm
surprised that's not a rap group pun name. The rapscallions.
It likely is.
Yeah.
The rhyme's so tight it makes you want to cry.
Yeah.
And they got, like, all the songs are like a lot of layers to them. Yeah. Like, you're like, oh shit, that means that and that and that. Wow, these rapscallions. Like, yeah.
They could leak their new release.
Oh, these are gonna be vegetable puns now?
Oh, was that?
Leak.
What?
Leak.
Oh, release.
That's...
No, I'm kidding.
No.
Banana puppers.
I forgot what the next segment was gonna be.
Yes, you should write these down. Don't worry, we'll fix it in the edit.
I don't really edit these.
I know.
I could hum.
You know what we haven't done in a long time?
No.
Is that a hard no on the humming?
Conrad, cue up the music. It's time for... Oh, I forgot what the segment is called. Secrets.
That's beautiful.
Secret, secret. You tell one, and I'll tell one. We'll all get weird, and then I'm fucked. Got a secret.
That was John Egan, who's not here today.
No.
He's watching a football show.
Yeah, I'm glad that song's gone away.
That was an experience.
Yeah, it was nice.
That was the vocal stylings of John Egan and Nick Corston.
Huh?
Do you know who they are?
I've heard the names. One is a famous comedian.
And the other one is John Egan.
Hey-o. Oh.
What is the deal? Because he, for the longest time, he had on Twitter, is like, John, quotes, opening for...
Quiet Riot.
Yeah.
And then it said, John, quote, not opening for Quiet Riot.
He was opening for Quiet Riot at a outdoor festival.
Paper fest or something.
Yeah. And it got canceled because of weather.
Oh.
You don't want to have an outdoor paper festival when it's raining.
I don't think it's all made of paper. The stage wasn't made of paper.
That's false advertising.
Well, I mean, I think they're just celebrating paper.
What's to celebrate?
How great it is.
Well, then why can't it hold up to the rain?
I mean, chalk is great, too, and that doesn't hold up to the rain.
I'm not a big fan.
Of chalk?
Honestly, no.
Well, why not?
It's gritty. It gets in your fingers.
In your fingers?
Yeah. I don't like chalk, either.
You don't like chalk?
I don't like the feel of chalk. Chalk on a chalkboard?
That's fun. You feel it melting as you draw.
No. You can feel it grinding away.
When whiteboard technology arrived, that was a godsend.
Yeah. God gave us whiteboards.
But the thing is, if you take chalk to a chalkboard, you know it's going to work. Whiteboard, oh boy, you don't know.
Yeah, you take chalk to a whiteboard, it's not going to work.
I meant the markers, they might be dead. Markers or like, oh, this is a good one. hello, my name is, and then it's like, bup, 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 then it goes away. Bup,
bup, bup, and your name wasn't important. God decided.
Oh, jeez. Are you a religious person, Fanny?
Oh, big fan.
Big fan.
Big fan of the big G. He's got it going. He made me, I'm sure.
I'm sure. You don't sound too sure.
Well, what are the other options?
I mean, there's lots of other religions.
I haven't heard of them.
Uh-oh. I don't know how to...
Do you want to review all the religions for him?
I don't know much for about Fanny? Them.
Could you put them in a song?
Did it, bit it, bit, bit.
That one Animaniac song about, like, countries
of the world. Yeah. There's Hindu and Judaism. Catholic and Lutheran. Catholic and Lutheran. And something over here.
In God.
The Buddhism.
Oh, that's just a guy.
What about atheism?
Isn't it like an elephant band?
Or agnosticism?
Tame Impala.
What's the one that has the giant elephant with arms?
Hindu?
Yeah.
That would be a Vishnu.
You said you just didn't. You just said you didn't. You don't know of any other religions.
She's just randomly picking names. That just was a name occurred to her.
Just named Vishnu? You just know that?
Yeah. Why?
Vishnu made their name known.
Does the church.
God told me about Vishnu, but he omitted the rest.
Does the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster have a name other than the Church of the Flying.
Pastafarianism.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yes, yeah. It is.
How is he telling. He just said. Do you know God doesn't like lying?
Well, I didn't lie.
Who just did that? Conrad wasn't even in the booth?
Yep, he left.
What if I wanted a sound effect? You said what?
I was looking directly at Scott.
The lights. I can barely see you back there with the screen from the monitor.
How long does this show go?
I don't know.
Usually Egan ends it.
Yeah, usually. But we started early. I figured we'd go a little.
I'm late. Not in a rush. I just don't.
Rush.
Fanny ends it.
Yeah, Fanny, you tell us when the show ends. Yeah. There's a big laugh.
Okay.
We all have a good time, and then you go.
Make sure the whole crowd is laughing.
I'll keep my ears peeled.
Is that a Onion reference?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, why not? I don't think I brought any puns into that conversation, so this is mine. All right.
What? No.
Oh, I misunderstood. I thought you said no laugh at all.
No. Yeah, then you would have ended it like hours ago, before we started, because no one was laughing when we didn't start.
That's true.
Tell us more about your life.
Okay. Well.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say secrets.
Yeah.
Oh yes.
Oh yeah, secret section. This part where we tell a secret that many people might not know about us, and then usually if I yeah. So. Why don't you tell us yours?
Tell us one.
Why don't you tell... Like, for instance, some things people might not know about me is, like, I'm afraid of roller coasters. I went to...
Like, riding on them?
Yeah.
Or just being near them?
I mean, both.
Oh.
Because those things could tip over. Things could fly out of people's
roller
pockets.
Roller coasters can tip over?
Yeah, they're big metal things that tip over.
You think the whole roller coaster is going to tip over?
I mean, the loops could.
Okay.
Or what if, like, people, yeah. Or the track, the thing, I,
sure.
Like, the carts could fall off the track.
Yeah.
Phones could have fallen out of pockets. Nowadays, if I went to a amusement park, I'm like, nothing is coming with me, because, or to make sure I had zippers in my pockets, because so many things could just fall out on the roller coaster.
Yeah.
You go upside down, everything falls out.
Luckily, that's a pretty good fear.
Birds.
You can avoid roller coasters easier than birds.
Yeah.
It's hard to avoid birds. You can avoid roller coasters.
I've been to two places. I've been on two roller coasters my whole life.
Oh, tell us.
One was wooden.
Zippin' Pippin'.
Nope. It was at, I think it was at Dollywood.
Wow.
Or
another thing we learned about you.
Or
Dollywood.
Where a couple times.
A couple
Missouri.
Times.
Nope. Tennessee.
I've been to the
Pigeon Forge, wherever
I've been
that
to
is.
The Dollywood parking lot.
Yeah?
How is it?
It's big.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. It's a lot of cars.
We got it, and it was really far away, and they got a little tram that takes you all to the front. And we got to the front and saw the prices and went, eh. And then went back.
We went to Dollywood is in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. Silver Dollar City, which is almost the same thing, is in Missouri.
Oh.
I did a lot of family trips when we were younger.
Why there?
Because my mom likes Dolly Parton.
Oh, okay.
Hmm. Yeah.
That's
good. She's a singer.
Is that where she lives?
She doesn't live there.
Oh.
She lives in probably a big house in a mansion.
In Dollywood?
No.
Why not?
False advertising.
Yeah.
Well, not all the Hollies in the world live in Hollywood.
They should.
Why? Who was the original Hollywood? Who was the original Holly?
I guess it was the Barry.
Yeah, maybe with the tree, the bush.
Berry Holly?
The bush Holly.
Oh. Something. I imagine Holly a berry, but I'm not committed to it.
I don't think people would be so excited to like, check out this fucking Christmas berry. We need to make a big sign.
Yeah, I don't think that's how it worked, but...
What? Who?
They didn't just say, check out this berry. I want to make a sign. They... And then afterwards went, hey, that's a good name for our city.
Yeah. Is this city actually named Hollywood?
There's a part of, yeah.
It's like a neighborhood?
It's, yeah.
Like
of,
Queens?
Of Los Angeles, right? It's
something like that.
A suburb of Los Angeles.
But there's this big sign there?
Yeah.
And a ghost?
And a, yep, a ghost.
There's a ghost that lives up by the sign.
Probably.
Because a lady died or whatever.
Yeah. Black Dahlia.
Nope. It's Black Dahlia, but that wasn't
Dahlia
by the sign.
You got the first name right.
It did.
That's not her name.
Hey, good night, everybody.
Hey.